sex work is not the job that you think you're going to land in. If I looked back and you told 14-year-old me that I would be a sex worker, I would have laughed, embarrassingly. I entered the industry when I was in my early 30s. I'd been in a corporate job, and it actually started over wine with my girlfriends and as a joke. And I thought about that joke afterwards and decided to book a job interview at a local brothel, and off I went. Hi, I'm Sage. I worked in the sex industry, but I prefer to call myself a sexual healer. If you can imagine 18 odd young girls, mostly young girls, all in there fighting for money and clients, it can become, I guess, a high school culture. It would have been about a year before I moved into private work or independent work. If you're going out on your most ideal date, that's what it's like. You're every single little thing you're worried about, from not just yourself, but your premises as well. So for me, my premises was always a reflection on myself. So everything would be perfect. My main rule is safety, so it's safe sex. Besides that, I always say that there's no judgment in my room, so whatever happens, happens. And as long as we're both enjoying it and it's done with respect and good times, then let it flow. People walk away feeling happy, so that makes me happy. That's why I did it. So the dynamic between a client and a sex worker is really hard to explain, and I don't think anyone except those two people can understand it. My regulars I have much love for. I had my process of self-care afterwards. I would never shower afterwards while the client was there. So once they've left, it was always a taking off the bed, I guess, or, the sheets and all that sort of stuff. I would go and have my shower. It was always the same. It was very structured, if that makes sense. I use a jade egg for my yoni or my vagina, which helps to clear energy. And I always need to just sit on my own for a while. Like, I can never be rushed after a job. So I need to sit and process everything that happened and I guess put it to, that's over now and done, and I can move on. So I was a swinger most of my adult life. When I made the decision to get into or to try sex work, I kind of used that as a backing. So I knew that I could walk into a room and read people well and be able to have sex with strangers and it not be too much of an issue. I found it came easy to me. I think that society puts too much pressure on people for it to be something that it's not. It's natural. It's something that it's God-given. It was made to be enjoyed. I see so many people with hang-ups about their likes and dislikes in the room, and it's really heartbreaking to hear someone say, "Oh, my wife would never do that," and I can't express myself, and that affects people in throughout their whole life. Like, it has a flow-on effect, so people aren't being able to be themselves. And I've always said, if you can't be yourself in the bedroom, where else can you be yourself? In the industry, we call it horophobia. So, and I think it's one of the hardest things in the industry to deal with, like, to know that you're going into a job and being with this person and doing good, like seeing someone be, and it's not just the sex part, but they walk away with a bit of self-confidence and a sense of themselves. And that's a beautiful feeling, and it's a beautiful gift. But then we get out into society and we have to hide it a little bit, or even though I like to educate, I think towards the end I felt like I was more having to justify myself. Shame would be the word that comes along in working in the industry, and I think that's the hardest thing, and it's hard to walk in both worlds. So, and I know a lot of girls who just, and including myself for many years of working, you cocoon yourself in this world which isn't real. But there is that shame that comes along for the girls. It's shame from society or their family. And so even though you know that what you're doing is okay, there is that in the back of the mind, well, everyone else says it's not. And for the clients, once they're in the room, it's fine. But when they walk out the door or after the act, there is that sense of guilt, I know, especially for the married guys. I could probably generalise in industries. So it's a lot of FIFO workers, a lot of corporate guys, you know, 35 to 50-ish. You know, nice, clean cut, great guys who just need some loving. A client call and make a booking, and it was an extended booking, which was 3 hours, and he was a young guy, so he was about 19. It was just, for me, it was just a normal booking. He came and we had some wine and we had sex, and for the most part it was lots of cuddling and talking, as it always is. And he booked again about a month later, and he was telling me more about his life, and he wanted to get a girlfriend. So I said, let's go out for dinner and we'll go to a bar and we'll give you some lessons. He said, before we go, I really need to talk to you. And so he told me the story about the first booking, and it was, he had gone through a year of depression after losing who he said was the only person who ever got him. He'd met a girl and she lived overseas, and she passed away in a car accident. And he was making the booking because he was a virgin, and I guess he wanted to tick that box. And he was going to go home after the booking and, oh God, and commit suicide. I just cried. But how do you know, that's... I think things that people don't understand, and there's so many stories like that, maybe not suicide, but definitely helping people through such huge, huge things in their life. And I kind of said to him, like, I don't feel like I did anything. He said, you made me stop and think that I was worthy, and being held and just being talked to and having a laugh was just more than I can thank you for, and more than you'll know. So... what a beautiful, beautiful thing. Relationships are hard enough without throwing, your partner being a sex worker. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't go to work knowing that the thoughts that would be going through. I knew that they would be sitting at home or at work or whatever, and you couldn't not think about it. It's just too hard. In saying that, I did it with a client. So, ba-bom, ba-bom. and it was a disaster, absolute disaster. It's not just your love relationships. I think it affects all your relationships, especially for private workers. It's isolating, so you're on your own a much, and that's due to the way just the job works. And B, it gets hard either lying or justifying yourself all the time. So you become engrossed in the world because everything else becomes too hard, I guess. So. I know my family relationships suffered, my friendships suffered, and I found myself getting becoming entwined in this world, which is not really real. And I started to become sage. That's who I was, I guess. I mean, to start with, I loved this job more than, I was just so passionate about it, not just for my clients, the whole industry. I really wanted to save the world. Like, that's how I went in there, and I was just thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. But after some time, I guess the shine dulls a little bit, and I kind of wanted my body back. It was time for me to reclaim my life and me. No matter how they project themselves, when you... get them alone and they truly pull off all their masks. Everyone is just vulnerable and wanting to be loved or to be heard or to be seen or to touch and feel. And intimacy is something that I think that is greatly lost. It was never just about sex. It was about people and connection, and I think that's what people want. And can't get.